Good evening to everyone out in True Blues Town, and thank you for joining us for our third instalment of Paran Radio, brought to you proudly by our producer, Mike Costello. My name is Reece Adams, and unfortunately our regular host, John Zub, has been caught up in the AFL circus and has been traded for pick five and longtime Paran player, Dean Wiener. Dean, good evening.
Thank you for having me, Reece. Great to be here.
Now, Dean, as a player that's been around the club for a long time, can you tell our listeners just a little bit about the change and the development of our players since July, August this year?
Yeah, I think it's always interesting when you get a new coach and new perspective on training, especially pre-season. Historically, I've been around clubs and not just Paran, where sometimes we tend to get a little bit far away from the actual cricket side, a little bit too focused on maybe the running and fitness stuff. And I really thought that this year was a huge focus on really hardening our cricket skills early on, getting a lot of volume, both batting and bowling. And it was really good. I really, really enjoyed it. And I thought with a lot of new faces around, especially younger kids, it's certainly livens the place up.
Now, of course, you're the son of Paran favourite Julian Wiener. And we've seen Julian's face every now and then. But can you tell him his part in your cricket development and how you've changed over your senior cricket?
It's a very good question. He's actually relatively quiet on that front. He's kind of stayed out of my way. He doesn't like to get too into my face, mainly because I don't listen very well. But Dad just loves, he loves being around the club. He loves being around cricket full stop. And any time I've ever had a question about whether it be how I'm going about my batting, my bowling or other, and just thinking about cricket, he's the perfect person to speak to. And I think other players around the group would certainly echo that as well.
Now let's get on to the match results from over the weekend, where the men were playing Melbourne University and our ladies teams played Essendon and Maribyrnong Park. So let's start with your team, the 4th 11, Dean, and it was a fantastic win where Melbourne University won the toss, elected to bat and were bowled out for 99. Can you tell us a little bit about the bowling performance?
I can. I thought it was a really, really strong performance for the most part. Tex Walker, young Jared, took three in his first outing for the club. Henry Tyler again took two, and Trev Bauer with his annoying little slow, I don't know what you'd call them, dibbly sort of things, he took two as well. One unfortunate thing from that perspective, which might tear you up a little bit, Reece, 27 extras, and you know, there were three front foot no balls, which cost us 12 runs. You take those away and suddenly they're all out for 50, and it's a very, very short game of cricket, but a really great performance. And I thought James Martin as well, he put the fear in God in some of those kids. I don't think they particularly enjoyed the short stuff from him. And then Will Woodgate and Greg Connor made very, very short work of them. Greg was exceptionally good and Will just really anchored the innings as well.
And in reply, Paran, of course, knocked off the runs, one down in the 33rd over. So a fantastic effort by the 4th 11. And just to touch on, Dean, if you can, the leadership of Daniel Barnes, where he's come out and he's bowled his 6 overs, 3 maidens, and has taken 1 for 6.
Brought himself on at the really tough stage when they were about 5 for 0. And as Daniel Barnes, as we know about Daniel, he does like to pad his figures by bowling to tail enders. He did it all last year. He bowled downwind and was just, he's an exceptional bowler. He doesn't warm up. He didn't do a pre-season. He doesn't look much of an athlete, sorry, Daniel, but he bowled particularly well again on Saturday, and just, he makes it very difficult for anyone to score off him.
Now we move up to the third grade, where they were playing out at Rigetti Oval, which is a fantastic thirds and fourth ground. For those of you who haven't been there, it's just off Talbot Street in Kooyong, where the toss again was won by Melbourne Uni, who batted first on a pretty lively pitch early on. And it saw them reach a score of 223 off their 45 overs. Dean, can you run us through the star performances with the ball for Paran?
Well, I thought this was kind of strange when I was looking at the scorecard. All 7 bowlers took a wicket. I don't think I remember ever seeing something like that before. But I thought it was pretty well spread. Vanders, I think from what I hear, he bowled quite a good first spell. Jay, again, he's just such a solid bowler. And batsmen do take. Tends to get away in his second spell. I think he's been quite unlucky over the last few games when I've played with him anyway. And otherwise, it was a fairly even performance.
Well, from my perspective, and I got the privilege to go out and watch the young team play, and to see Daniel come down from the twos and really put in a strong performance shows that he's a maturing cricketer. And at the age of 18, he's a really strong prospect for the club. And it was nice to see the spin between James Burke and Krishna Padmahanabhan work through the middle order to peg him back from a score that was potentially looking at upwards of 300. In reply, Perrin looked very good at the opening start, with Mick Nayari and Nick Blaish putting on an unbeaten stand of 81, before there was a minor collapse to where the club was 5 for 104, and some late order hitting managed to creep the target to 168, but fell agonisingly 60 runs short. So an unfortunate finish to the game there, and the thirds will be looking to bounce back into next week. So moving along to the second 11, where they played at Melbourne University, which is renowned to have a really good batting track, where, once again, Melbourne University won the toss and elected to bat. And at the end of their 50 overs, Melbourne University were 8 for 205 with some outstanding bowling performances. And Dean, if you just want to run through, Blake Parsons, he's finished off his 10 overs. He's taken 3 for 16 with 5 maidens. Can you tell everyone at home the type of bowler Blake is and the type of person at a tender age of 16?
Well, Blake, I've had the privilege of facing him in the pre-season matches. And he's, for a kid who bowls offies, he's exceptionally mature. He doesn't get flustered by being hit back over his head or batsmen coming at him. He has good drift and he turns it just enough to worry you. And he's got a subtle change in pace, and he uses the crease quite well. He's and as a batsman as well, which some people may or may not know, he's quite a good batsman as well. He's again, very mature. He's level-headed. Some people sometimes may see that as a little bit... he's a little bit of a slowish batsman. But I every time I've seen him play, I think he's really, really in a good place to develop at this club.
And in reply, chasing the total of 205, the second 11 reached their target for three down. And our standout performance there with Rowan Bricker and Adam Bull putting on 104 for the first wicket. And then Arjun Dull backed up his 77 from last week with a 50 not out. And Stephen Abolfo with his 38. And unluckily just got out with a couple of runs to spare. So a really great chase from the second 11. And puts him back in the mix in towards a third game. Moving on to our first 11, where finally the toss was won by Perrin, who elected to bat. So it was clearly a day for batting first. And if for those who were following the scores via social media, you would have seen a bit of a collapse at the start, where they were 1 for 1, 2 for 7, 3 for 8, 4 for 8. There was some very, very good opening bowling partnerships by Melbourne University that saw some really good outswing bowling. The ship was steadied by local recruit Travis Jackson, who scored 30, and Nathan McNally scored 42 for their partnership of 63. And the final total was 123, which, as we know, of Toorak Park, it's the standard of the pitch and the ground was never going to be enough. And unfortunately, Melbourne University passed the total in the 28th over. Now, Dean, just going to turn our attentions now to the ladies' cricket, where the first 11, as I mentioned before, were playing against Essendon Maribyrnong Park. And the score, as the girls, Essendon Maribyrnong Park batted first and reached 3 for 154 in 20 overs. And in reply, the Perrin team reached 3 for 118 in their 20 overs, so just fell a couple of runs short. But I'd like to point out the performance by Annabelle Sutherland with the ball, who bowled her 3 overs and took 3 for 26. She's an outstanding junior cricketer who is mixed in the Victorian pathway stuff for her age. And it was really good to see her as a standout bowler, bowling second change for the girls. But Dean, I just wanted to highlight a couple of things coming up from the weekend. Can you run us through the draw and who the men's play on Saturday and Sunday?
Well, we're into a doubleheader, which is always interesting. Two back-to-back one-day games. On Saturday, we face Fitzroy Doncaster, which they're always a very strong side. They're fairly well organised. I think it'll be a really good challenge for us. And then on Sunday, the newly formed Greenvale Kangaroos, only in their second year out in Greenvale. So that should be an interesting encounter over there as well.
So the ones will be playing out at Trams Reserve in Doncaster on the Saturday, followed by Greenvale Kangaroos at home on Sunday. Now, for the ladies' cricket, they'll be playing against Box Hill, And of course, the ladies will be playing out at Box Hill City Oval, which is on the corner of Maroondah Highway and Middleborough Road. Just a reminder that this Thursday night will be ably supported by the Italian restaurant Il Duca, which are based out in East Melbourne, which are fantastic supporters of the club. So bring all the family and friends down from 7:30 for a great meal and for the reading of the teams. So in summary, the club's walked away from a weekend with 2 wins out of 5, so a slight improvement from the week before Melbourne Uni. So we'll be looking to bounce back against Fitzroy Doncaster, Greenvale Kangaroos and Box Hill City in the girls. Now, Dean, just before we leave for the evening, can you just pass on a little bit of a tidbit from the weekend's clash of the women's game and Jess Cameron?
Of course I can. It was nice walking up here into the parish room. I saw that the scorer's boxes, the window there has been restored back to its original state after Jess Cameron put a hole through it. For those at home, check out our website and have a look at the YouTube video that's actually gone viral globally, and it's just Cameron absolutely smashing the ball through a window, and you can actually hear it smash. It's an amazing cricket shot. I don't think I could get it halfway there.
And equally as good was the filming work by Mike Costello. So thank you, Dean. Thank you very much for your company. And ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next week, same time, same channel. And no doubt Johnny Zarb will be back in his hosting chair and I'll be relegated to my position in your seat, Dean. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem. Thank you for having me.